Architect I.M. Pei died last night, as you've probably heard. He was 102, famous worldwide for his creations like the Glass Pyramid at the Louvre in Paris. But I want to focus on one of his final projects, the Museum of Islamic Art in Doha in Qatar. It's essentially a cubist composition of square blocks stacked up on one another. Pei was at the opening in 2008.
This building is very special to me, simply because it helped me to learn something about another world, another religion, another culture.
Nasser Rabat is a professor of Islamic architecture at MIT. He told me the story behind the museum in Doha.
When he was approached by the Emir of Qatar to build that museum, he told the Emir of Qatar, "But I know nothing about Islamic architecture." So the Emir of Qatar said, "Okay, what do you need to learn?" And he said, "I don't know. I want to see Islamic architecture." So the Emir of Qatar sent him a private jet, and it took him from one Islamic city to the other, where meetings with architects and historians of architecture in those cities were arranged for him.
Wow.
And he didn't like what he saw in North Africa. I think he went to Andalusia, to Alhambra and stuff like that. And then he went to Morocco, and I'm not sure if Tunis. And then the third station was to be Egypt. And in Egypt, he was taken around, and then he was taken to the mosque of Ibn Tulun, a mosque that was built between 876 and 879 of our era. And he said the following. He said, "In the middle of the mosque of Ibn Tulun, I had at last found what I came to consider to be the very essence of Islamic architecture." And in the middle of the mosque of Ibn Tulun, which is really funny, is a fountain structure that does not belong to the mosque. It was added in 1292 by a sultan who took refuge in the mosque, and he vowed that if he comes out alive of that problem that he had, he will refurbish the mosque. So he added this fountain. And the fountain is basically a square with a dome on top of it. So he found in that pure small fountain structure the inspiration behind the museum.
What do you think about that? That's kind of ironic, isn't it?
Isn't that how many architects usually approach the notion of historical influence? I mean, architectural education used to be filled with images. You show students images of buildings that are iconic, and somehow they sort of like sublimate these images, and they come later on in their own design. But I should tell you that I.M. Pei actually maintained his modernist purity to the end. So his design does not really, from the outside at least, does not really look like the fountain. And on the inside, it seems to me that he compensated, or maybe overcompensated, by building these huge Muqarna squinches, triangular squinch structures on the four sides that immediately inscribe the building within the long series of domical structure from the Islamic tradition.
It sounds like you're not a total fan of the building.
I think you're reading too much into it. No, I am actually. Let's say that I critically love the building.
Okay. What do you love about it?
That purity, that simplicity of the form, and the fact that it's standing there on its own as a little jewel in the Gulf of Doha. And I don't know if you know, but I.M. Pei requested that his building be built on an artificial island so that it doesn't get encumbered by what is extremely fashionable in Doha, which is all of these high rises that are being built on usually actually reclaimed land.
Nasser Rabat, professor of Islamic architecture at MIT, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Museum of Islamic Art's simple facades and strong angles make it a stunning building. We have photos of it and seven other I.M. Pei buildings that are not the Louvre, all at theworld.org.